And now back to the news.
We now have five more non-COVID stories from the past 2 weeks. A successful but anonymous businessman has donated £10,000 to a Norwich charity that had helped him when he was homeless. Seven Albanians appeared in court after a boat carrying 72 migrants was seized off Great Yarmouth. A former serviceman has raised over £10,000 for charity in a million-metre rowing challenge. An ex-shoe factory on Mousehold Lane may soon be converted to a care home. And Travelodge has revealed the 10 strangest requests made by guests at its Norwich hotels. Sue will start us off with news of the mystery entrepreneur.
A successful businessman who was once homeless has donated £10,000 to a Norwich charity that helps train marginalised and vulnerable young people. The St Edmunds Society Training Centre in Oak Street specialises in alternative education, meaningful qualifications and a path to employment for those who were less than well served by the traditional education system. The charity, which was founded in 1965, began as an accommodation project to support homeless young men under 24. But in 2012, the trustees shifted their emphasis towards alleviating what they considered a primary cause of youth homelessness, a basic lack of educational attainment and qualifications. Not directly funded by the government, the charity relies on the generosity of the public, and coronavirus has seen a big rise in the number of young people being referred, said Chief Executive Lorraine Bliss. Now, a successful local entrepreneur who prefers to remain anonymous has stepped in to donate £10,000. Mrs. Bliss, who saw the donor pass through the charity's doors a decade ago, said he had previously got in contact out of the blue. She said, "He had found himself in need of St. Ed's aid as a young man, with seemingly nowhere to go and no opportunities to further himself. We provided him with accommodation and support, but also the opportunity to reappraise his life and be proud to make something of the talents he had. After St. Ed's helped him get the start he needed, he went on to launch a successful media business and today is the head of a thriving national company. Although he was able to completely transform his life through hard work and application, he had not forgotten what St. Ed's did for him and countless others. His donation will be invaluable at a time when St. Ed's work is needed more than ever." The charity centre in Oak Street accommodates over 100 young people of all ages every year, providing vocational learning for jobs in sectors like construction, transport maintenance, catering, and hair and beauty.
Seven Albanian nationals have appeared in court after a fishing boat containing 69 migrants was intercepted off Great Yarmouth. UK law enforcement agencies arrested all 72 people on board a 30-metre fishing vessel sailing from the Ostend area of Belgium, including three crew, on suspicion of people smuggling on Wednesday morning. A Latvian national and two Ukrainian nationals were arrested on suspicion of facilitating illegal immigration. Border force cutters intercepted the boat off Great Yarmouth and took it under control late on Tuesday before escorting the vessel into Harwich Harbour in the early hours of the following morning. Seven men appeared before Suffolk Magistrates Court yesterday, charged with knowingly entering the United Kingdom without leave under the Immigration Act 1971. Prosecutor Colette Harper said the vessel was attempting to enter the UK unnoticed when it was intercepted. She said the other defendants were due to appear at other courts across the region on the same day. David Allen, representing the five as duty solicitor, said all accepted intending to enter the country unlawfully without an appropriate visa due to economic and financial circumstances resulting in fairly extreme hardship. he said none of the men were able to pay any financial penalty or undertake any form of community order, adding, "In reality, whatever sentence you impose upon release, they'll be detained by immigration services in any event. I urge you to take a pragmatic view and impose the minimum sentence possible to avoid overburdening the prison service."
A former soldier was backed by a team of Norwich rowers for a million-metre fitness challenge to raise more than £10,000 for veterans going through tough times. Ex-Irish Guard soldier Keith Ricks, 51, from Wrentham near Beccles, embarked on the major fundraiser on September the 7th to row 10,000 metres a day for 100 days on his Concept 2 rowing machine at his home. He came up with the idea during the first coronavirus lockdown and wanted to raise money for the Kent-based charity Veterans Lifeline, which helps ex-service personnel regain a sense of purpose through job support, help with alcohol, drug misuse or homelessness, amongst other issues. Mr. Ricks, who has a six-year-old son, has now rowed for 72 days non-stop and has raised £10,820. His daily Facebook posts and videos are viewed by many who have left the armed forces, and he will finish the fundraiser on December the 14th. He said, "Veterans Lifeline supplies a vital support network for ex-forces personnel who have fallen on hard times. They come from all branches of the armed forces and deserve all the help we can give. I am surprised by how much positivity there has been about my challenge."
Works to transform an eyesore ex-shoe factory on the outskirts of Norwich into a care home and assisted living facility could get underway as soon as March 2021. The former Startright shoe factory on Mousehold Lane, which has sat vacant for 15 years, is set to be refurbished as a 79-bed care home and 42 supported living homes. Proposals for the scheme were approved more than a year ago by Norwich City Council, which saw planning officers undertake the decision via delegated authority. And now, developer Boudica Development's vision for the site is a step closer to becoming reality, after the firm's purchase of the 2.18-acre site in Sprowston was completed last week for £1.5 million. Director Nicholas Clark said the developers were currently wrapping up investigations at the site and hoped to begin building works as soon as March or June 2021. "To be finally bringing this forward in a very challenging time for a sector that needs help, we're very happy," he said. The plans were first unveiled in November 2018, over a decade after the site closed down in 2004. The revamped building, next to the Rishi Indian Restaurant, once put to use will be operated by Avery Healthcare, a national chain of care homes, and expected to provide more than 100 jobs, including 76 full-time positions. When the plans were publicised, one neighbour described the ex-factory as an eyesore and the ugliest site on the ring road. Mr. Clark added, "The new care home and living scheme will be high quality, bringing one of the premier UK operators into a purpose-built facility in a highly visible and prominent location. It'll provide a solution to a site which has been an eyesore for some considerable time. The flagship home will be Avery's first within Norfolk."
A serenade by the Cathedral Choir over breakfast and a fancy dress outfit fashioned out of the duvet are amongst the most bizarre requests made by holidaymakers in Norwich. Staff at Travel Lodge hotels in the city have revealed the strangest calls from guests or those making bookings. The chain has three hotels in Norwich, on Queen's Road, St. Vidas Street, and at Thickthorn. The top 10 weirdest demands are as follows. 1. "We heard Norwich is the home of the canaries. Where can we purchase a canary?" 2. "Can you stop it raining?" 3. Can you dress up the tooth fairy, please, and knock on our door in the morning and present my daughter with £100 as her first tooth has fallen out? 4. Can you arrange for my son to have his christening at Norwich Cathedral on Saturday? 5. Can you go out and get my wife a luxurious birthday present as I have important work meetings? And can you wrap the present and deliver it to her this morning? 6. Can you get the cathedral choir to come and sing at breakfast as a surprise for my grandmother's birthday? 7. Can you move our room to the roof, as my wife has always wanted to sleep under the stars? 8. Can you step in and be my bridesmaid? 9. Can you sort out this box of receipts and do my work expenses for me? 10. Can you make a fancy dress outfit out of my duvet cover? Shakila Ardman, a spokesman for Travel Lodge, said, "Annually, we welcome millions of customers from all corners of the UK at our 575 hotels, which include 3 properties in Norwich. Throughout the year, our hotel teams receive thousands of interesting requests from businesses and leisure guests. Where possible, our hotel teams will go above and beyond to help customers, as they relish a good challenge. Interestingly, the requests change regionally, seasonally, and this year we have had even more interesting requests around social distancing. However, there are some requests beyond our control, such as stopping it from raining and moving bedrooms outside so that guests can sleep under the stars."